of adjustment, but easy on the curves.
Not a glitch, Dad. Just got dyslexia, okay?
This out on you! This out on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Obscure Disney Podcast. Brought to you by the Wonderland Tourism Bureau. We're all mad here. To all who've come to this podcast, welcome. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast. I'm Steven.
And I'm Ryan.
With new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass to this podcast by subscribing on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast from. Simply search for the Obscure Disney Podcast or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
Land is your land. This land is my land.
From California to Florida. Is that how it goes?
Not really, but close.
No, not exactly.
Yeah, it goes north to New York Islands, I think.
But California to Florida, that's where the two Disney parks are.
It's true.
So
but
that's where.
Oddly enough, This Land Is Your Land was not written about Disney parks.
You're really?
Right?
Huh.
It seems like a missed opportunity.
Breaking news, folks.
Actually, we thought it would be really interesting with the new lands opening in parks as we speak. They have...
Legit, right? They're opening everywhere.
Galaxy's Edge opening up. They just announced Zootopia Land in Shanghai. We thought it would be fun to kind of discuss lands that would be fun to put into Disney parks. And potentially, the discussion that kind of spurred this was the fact that we feel like the American parks specifically get all the same stuff, whereas the foreign parks, in my opinion, tend to get the more unusual avant-garde type things.
Yeah.
And then they might trickle over into our parks. Case in point, they did like the Ratatouille ride in Paris.
Okay, yeah.
Which now is moving to Epcot in Florida. The Tron coaster in Shanghai is now moving to Florida. So we thought it would be fun to maybe suggest play in the sandbox of what kind of lands would be fun.
With Mr. Banks money?
With Mr. Banks money to put them into the park and have something unique.
So kind of speaking about that, though, or along that same kind of a thing,
yeah,
would be the Pixar Pier, Pixar Place situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you know about this, because I just barely found out that like there was a Pixar Place that was at Hollywood Studios and then it closed and has now been reopened as Pixar Studios or something like that.
They changed it to the Incredibles City now. I can't remember the name of the city that they're from.
It starts with an M. It sounds like Monstropolis, but it's not.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll get there and find out.
We'll find out. Like, and part of the rumor on that one is that a lot of that was redeveloped and redesigned so that it would be an overflow for for Galaxy's Edge, like as a back exit type of a thing off of certain things that would need to happen.
Oh.
And so that's why they had to redesign a lot of that. And so it's unsure of what's going to stay and what's going to leave, kind of a thing.
Huh.
But what I think is super fun about that one is I can't wait to see like the Jack-Jack that's all over the place. Apparently there's parts of his cookie that have been crumbled into the pavement.
Aww.
That looks super cool.
They have like footprints and things of his running around.
And like outline.
That's cute.
Right? Like he's all over the place. How great is that?
So that's the new thing that just went into Florida.
Yeah, apparently something along those lines. But it's interesting that like they would pull like, you know, Pixar Pier just opened and then they took out Pixar Place and then now it's another Pixar, you know, I don't know. It's just like,
Do you feel like they're just shuffling around ideas or?
Maybe that's what the deal is all about. I don't know. We'll find out when we get there. But, you know, it's definitely not Zootopia.
Right. And that's the thing. I really wish that Disney, with the infinite amount of money that they seem to have at their disposal, I think they can totally afford to take some risks and do some unusual things to make each coast more individual.
Right.
You know, Disneyland and Disney World tend to share a lot of attractions, mm-hmm, which is fine. Mm-hmm. You want to ride some things, you know, but in some cases they are made worse during the move or, you know, don't really fit, or they're just put there because that's what people demanded.
Well, even like the redevelopment of the front gates at California Adventure, when they did that, they specifically redid it to make it look like the front gates that were at Hollywood Studios, right?
Yeah.
So they took out the ones that were there before and put in those. So I don't know. Like, I don't know. Couldn't you do something more unique in that park? Then there's no reason it needs to be exactly the same as the other one. But maybe that was the problem. Maybe that's what they tried to do with California Adventure, and people hated it. So
yeah, it was a weird concept for California Adventure. They wanted to make it so it was a park that if you were visiting California, you could see a lot of quote-unquote California without having to leave Disney, which... It's a
silly concept.
It's an idea,
that would be like going to Vegas and saying I saw the Statue of Liberty.
Right. Yeah.
That doesn't work.
So, you know, I just think being able to push your envelope and do unusual things will draw people in just as much, if not more, than per se Galaxy's Edge. Right. If you heard that Florida was opening a Zootopia, you'd be like, that's awesome. I want to go see what they're going to do with Zootopia. Mm-hmm. You know? So, we each came up with a few things that we might like to make into a land. What did you have first?
So, Pirates Land would be a pretty obvious one to do.
Yeah.
Because it's so iconic and so big, and to have a whole land that would be dedicated to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it already kind of feels like Adventureland already kind of is a Pirates Land.
It's kind of piratey,
I guess. Mm-hmm. So, maybe it's a cheap cop-out to say that that would be a fun land to have.
No, I think it would be fun because you could do more than just the Pirates ride then. Because, oddly enough, I had the same thing on my list.
No, I better add one then.
No. I thought it would be fun to do, you know, you have the pirate ship that goes around and stuff. Would be fun to have a ride, something along those lines. Maybe have something that's more high thrill.
That would be
for fun. A pirate's ride. You know, there...
Because they have the Columbia, which is already a pirate ship. Ooh. And you get to ride that.
Fun fact, though, they are rebooting the pirate series. The movies.
How do you feel about that?
I'm excited about it.
Okay.
And let me tell you why.
Okay.
The main reason, and not to be shady, Johnny Depp is not in them. So they're stepping away from the Jack Sparrow character and just kind of starting over.
Good.
Which... I like Jack Sparrow as a character. I feel like they put too much of him and made every story about him.
Right.
And I find that tiresome for something as grand in scale as Pirates.
Right.
To focus on one person for five movies is a bit much, in my opinion, you know?
He's a fun character and people really enjoyed watching him, and that's obviously why they did.
Right.
Until they didn't, because now they no longer do, apparently. But to be fair, like, they don't have Jack Sparrow AARP cards available, right?
Ooh.
Like,
someone just called Johnny Depp old.
He's got to be like in late 50s now, probably.
No idea.
Huh.
But anyway, so I think a Pirates Land could potentially be really cool. And if these new movies give it a new flavor, it could be fun to kind of play off of that too.
Yeah.
Just letting you know, Disney, you're still allowed to use my idea where I say you just pick a random treasure from the treasure room and build a movie around it.
Right.
Would be awesome.
And take out the camera inside the...
and stop flashing us before we go down the hill. Right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
So my next one on my list, though, is something that's been rumored and I totally think should be there, and that's the Indiana Jones area.
Oh, right.
They've discussed possibly taking out the dinosaur area in Animal Kingdom and turning it into an Indiana Jones area. And I think this would be amazing.
Yeah.
Such a good idea. The park already really lends itself to having some sort of weird, not weird, but an ancient temple back in that area that you would trek through the woods, you know, the jungle to go find. It'd be very easy to update. They have like a weird carnival gamey kind of thing there. It'd be really easy to update that to look almost like a Middle Eastern kind of village,
you know,
kind of thing. I think it would be so easy to update, and I love the vibe of Indiana Jones so much that you would not find me complaining about it at all.
No, That would be awesome.
It would be.
And then that would give them a great reason to reboot or to redo the dinosaur ride there.
Right.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. When we did that dinosaur ride, the first time I thought it was pretty cool and thought it was fine.
Yeah.
And then the second time I thought it was pathetic.
Oh, like, pathetic. Just, ooh, that was harsh. Within
just a few minutes of each other, I'm like, oh my gosh. I thought it was great.
It needs a little love.
Yeah.
And I think other people have also mentioned that it's like, it's just not well maintained.
Right.
You know? Or so
entertaining,
I'm totally,
or fun.
Right. And I'm totally down for Indiana Jones, but I do wish that if they do it, instead of just doing a recreation of the Indiana Jones ride in California, they make their Indiana Jones ride completely different. Give us a different story, make it a different ancient temple, give us a new story.
Right.
Because if you want to ride the one in California, there's the one in California. You might as well make the one in Florida unique.
Completely. And the one in California has been there since like 1985.
Right.
So if you're going to remake a ride, don't make one from the mid-90s.
Yeah.
Like that would
give
not...
Give us something new.
Completely.
And like, Indiana Jones, every movie was different. So right. Make every ride different. But to
you
be
could
fair...
totally get ran over by a plane on fire.
Ooh.
I would love it.
Would you?
Bunch of... Okay, we'll stop.
I'm about to say that could be a range if you want to be run over by a burning plane, I guess. So yeah, Indiana Jones, totally down.
So we've talked about this one a little bit as well, but I would totally love a Candy Crush and or Wreck-It Ralph type of a ride.
Mm,
or type of a land.
For sure.
And it would have to be more along the lines of Wreck-It Ralph, but if they made it Candy Crush adjacent, like that would be fantastic for me.
Or if they even made it so the land had like a connection, like you would go, like you would enter into Game Central Station and one direction was,
oh no,
Wreck-It
really?
Ralph. Oh,
that would be fantastic. Could you imagine if you walked through Game Central Station where you, oh my gosh, I would love it so much.
And then it would give you a perfect opportunity to use different exits for different type of lands and totally get to theme them uniquely.
Totally true.
It would be so fun.
Oh my gosh, it'd be great. It'd be fantastic. And especially because Florida loves to build big buildings that you have to walk through because of the weather that comes through all the
time.
Right.
It'd be a good place to wait in the rain.
And it'd be one of the only lands that they would ever have that you walk through the central hub would be an indoor hub area.
Right.
Like that would be the only time that's ever been done.
Well, that would be fantastic. Disney in Japan.
Oh, you're right. It's covered in like glass or something, I think you said, right?
But I think it's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being able to heavily theme an area while still like blocking off things so you can do amazing things on either side, it would just totally work.
It would be fun.
And then you could do a kart racer, or you can do, I think we've even talked about how we would do Tower of Terror as a Wreck-It Ralph ride.
Right.
Would be awesome.
Yep.
I totally agree. A Wreck-It Ralph area would be amazing.
I would love it.
I also had an idea for a land that nobody would want.
Huh. Would you?
No, I would
not
hate
even
it.
You.
I would hate it.
All right.
The worst land ever. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Bambi Land.
Oh my goodness. Bambi Land. Bambi Land.
Wouldn't it be terrible?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, you could do things to avoid the unpleasantness, but the only thing that anyone ever correlates with Bambi is the sad stuff.
Right.
So you'd have to like discuss it, but I'm sure they could do like a, almost like one of those dancing car things, but you're out on a frozen lake with Bambi, like trying to work your legs on the frozen lake or something.
Oh yeah.
You could do a more high speed ride with a forest fire type theme. It's just awful. It's an awful idea. But, you know, even now as I'm talking about it, it could be a nice way to give tribute to all the animal sidekicks that are in all the movies.
Mm.
From Snow White on, they all have like little animal friends all the time. Why not give them an enchanted forest to just have for themselves?
Yeah.
Because people love the animal sidekicks, right?
Yeah, we were going to do a whole shoe line around them.
Oh, we were. Yeah. The sidekicks. Exactly.
How fun would that be?
So you could do like the Snow White animals, or you could even go and do like Pocahontas has a lot of animal friends in hers.
Can't you just have it the Pocahontas land then?
I don't know that that would be very good either.
No, that's not very good. You're right.
They have Pocahontas in Animal Kingdom occasionally, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was the other thing I was going to ask is what park would you put these in? It has to be Animal Kingdom, I guess.
For an Enchanted Forest? Yeah, probably. I mean, there's no chance of them doing that. At this point, I figure they're probably going to expand the Avatar area.
Right.
With the movies coming out, hopefully being successful. Who knows? But, yeah, I guess... Or you could put it. You could put an Enchanted Forest in like Fantasyland, in Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, probably. Magic Kingdom. Yeah.
Would you put pirates in like Hollywood Studios though?
Oh yeah, that'd be great. I would love to do that.
Yeah, because it could play off the movies a bit more then.
Sure. And then, you know, everybody wants a fifth park at Disney World. And so, you know, put all these together in a whole new park. That could be fun.
Well, now if we're doing a whole new park,
we'll have to talk about that on a different one.
Well, no, but I would say they should totally do Dark Kingdom if they're going to do a whole other park.
Oh, yes, of course.
Because let's be honest, everyone loves Disney villains.
Uh-huh.
And originally, they were going to do a section called the Dark Kingdom. Do you remember this?
I do. I wanted to do a whole separate podcast about it.
Oh, well, we can talk about it a little bit here and then maybe flesh it out later.
And are you talking about Beastly Kingdom?
Different Kingdom.
Okay.
So Beastly Kingdom was going to be in Animal Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to have like a fantasy area or whatever. But the Dark Kingdom was an idea that they were going to have a place for the villains to live in a Disney park.
That'd be fantastic.
But wouldn't it be even cooler if they had their own park? And you could, I don't know, you could probably use like Maleficent's Castle as the central piece. Oh my gosh. It would be
Maleficent Castle. Oh, I would love it.
And then,
would kids love it though?
That's a good question. It may skew a little too dark. A little too like adult.
Gaston, people don't know Gaston is necessarily a villain, really.
Well, he is. But, I mean, you could do it in a Disney way where it wouldn't be, like, super oppressive, you know? But I think it would be really a really fun exercise to try to lay out a Dark Kingdom.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'm in full support. Of course I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be an adults-only type of a park.
An adults-only park.
Much like Epcot. It'd be great.
Well, you'd have to make it somewhat family-friendly, I think.
Truly.
But I think it could totally work.
So now that Disney's going to be owning 20th Century Fox now, right? Then are they allowed to do a Greatest Showman Land? Because what?
Of course you would want a Greatest Showman Land.
Love it. It would be so much fun.
Just do a musical land, right? Where it's just all music all the time.
As soon as you walk in.
Yeah, I mean, oh man, could you imagine? I get annoyed with people talking along with the Haunted Mansion. I can't imagine how irritated I would be walking through a land that's full of music and people singing along at the top of their lungs.
Do you think more sugar at Disney World, we would talk along with Haunted Mansion?
No.
Like all those?
I would not.
Do you think if we were 19 and eating all that sugar, we would?
I would not.
Maybe that's the
Here's problem. My thing is, like, I try to be respectful of everyone's time. Everyone else paid to get in. Everyone else wants to have the same experience.
Right.
So to be like, oh, I've been here so often that I've memorized all the lines and I'm going to say them just as loud as these giant speakers.
Or louder.
Uh-huh. And it's like, oh, that's just
rude. That usually happens at the end of the night when you're going down that elevator. It is kind of fun when people scream at the end of the scream. That's kind of fun for me.
Is that fun?
Ish.
I feel like it's just a mean dad trying to scare his kids most of the time.
And that's what makes me laugh about it. Or when Yeah.
Well, one time we were in the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror before it changed. And at the end of the video, it says, and this door leads directly to, and then it does the horn thing where it goes, dun, 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 the Twilight Zone, mm-hmm. right? But we were in there and it goes, this door leads directly to, and somebody yells, your mom's house. And it was completely irreverent and broke the whole idea of the ride being semi-creepy. But For some reason, it was funny.
That's what I'm going to start saying from now on. Your mom's house. Totally what I'm going to say.
I'm sure people would appreciate it.
No, but the real land that I think that it seems like too obvious, I should almost don't even want to say it, would be like a frozen land.
Ooh, right? They're getting one of those.
They are? Who? Where?
I believe they said Japan, I think, is getting a frozen area. I'd have to double check that. But I did hear that they might get an Arendelle area. Which, you know, frozen is a fine thing and it's a global phenomenon, so it's only natural that they would do something like that. I think it's hardly fair though for Frozen to get its own land and Tangled gets a bathroom. It just doesn't seem fair. Right?
I've never been in the Tangled bathroom.
Apparently they're amazing.
Huh. Where are they at?
They're right after in Disney World as you're walking towards the Haunted Mansion out of Fantasyland. Around that back way, you'll pass like a Small World. Off to the right hand side, you can see the tower.
Oh, okay.
And then there's the bathrooms there with the banners hanging over it.
That's why I want to go to the bathroom. It's clear at the very top of her tower. Just
a one person
right
deal.
Just me and her up there. I don't even know what that means.
You know, you're all knocking on the tower. You're like, Rapunzel! Can I use your bathroom? You know she's just got a chamber pot. It's not going to be fun.
That's a great point. And there's no doors in that. Oh, that sounds awful. All right.
Talk about a tiny house.
Seriously.
Oh, but it's like I always say, this land may be your land. It may be my land. But in the end, it's Disney's land. And we really have no say about what goes in there. So until next time, follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger Disney point to whatever land you're headed towards. And we'll see you then on the Obscure Disney Podcast. Ooh, gotta be.